Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. An extreme cold warning remains in effect until noon today for just north of the Quad Cities, including Clinton, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Dubuque. Wind chills are forecast to drop as low as negative 35 in some areas. The Quad Cities, along with the rest of Iowa and Illinois, are under a cold weather advisory until noon due to the dangerously cold temperatures. National Weather Service meteorologist Timothy Gunkel in the Quad Cities warns that frostbite can affect exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes outside.
Essentially, travel in layers. If you're going outside, try to limit as much time as you are out there. But if you do have to be out there for an extended period of time, make sure you have layers on, hand warmers if you have them, and make sure you cover up all your extremities, your fingers, your nose, your ears.
Gunkel says additional cold weather advisories are likely through Thursday. David Pouch of Davenport has filed to run for Iowa's 1st congressional district in 2026. It's the seat currently held by Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks, who defeated Pouch in the 2024 Republican primaries by 12 percentage points. The district encompasses southeastern Iowa, including Iowa's side of the Quad Cities, as well as Clinton, Burlington, and Muscatine. Miller Meeks has not said yet if she will run again in 2026. Pouch faults her for her role in the certification of the 2020 election and her help establishing the January 6th commission. According to his website, Pouch started a marketing consulting business in 1985 and is the founder of the Quad Cities Prayer Breakfast. Exemptions to Iowa's obscenity laws for public libraries and educational institutions would be removed under a bill advancing in the Iowa State House. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu has details.
The current exemption says materials in public libraries aren't subject to the state's obscenity laws. It also makes exceptions for appropriate educational materials in schools and other educational programs. Supporters of the bill say taxpayers shouldn't be asked to pay for library materials that may be considered obscene. Reverend Bridget Stevens, who is part of the United Church of Christ, was against the bill. She says children should be able to learn from accurate and holistic information.
Why are we removing appropriate educational materials? Why are we afraid of our kids learning?
Protesters chanted outside the room at the end of the subcommittee meeting before they were told to move to the rotunda, where they continued an anti-Trump rally. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
In Illinois, four former ComEd executives and lobbyists are awaiting sentencing for bribery convictions. They want their case delayed based on a move by President Donald Trump. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has details.
2 years ago, a federal jury convicted four former high-ranking ComEd officials and lobbyists as part of a scheme to bribe then-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. The group has not been sentenced yet. Their lawyers say some of their convictions revolved around the federal anti-bribery law known as the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Last week, Trump paused enforcement of that act through an executive order. Defense attorneys in the ComEd case want a judge to delay any action so the attorney general can determine if Trump's order applies to the case here. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago opposes the defense motion, and a hearing is scheduled next week. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
A water boil order is active for much of Silvis due to a water main break on Monday. The pipe rupture at 14th Street and Crosstown Avenue led Mercy One Genesis Medical Center to close several departments for the day. Silvis residents in affected areas are advised to boil their tap water until the order is lifted, which could take 24 to 48 hours. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.